the week number two of the MHSAA regular season on WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
How's your steering, stopping, and stability? Stay in control with a free inspection at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Right now, buy four Napa shocks or struts and get one free. That's right, buy four qualifying Napa or Rancho Ride control products for the price of three. Also find sale prices on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. From tune-ups and transmission overhauls to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Today with all the latest on WLEW Sports by following us on Twitter at WLEW Sports, all one word, at WLEW Sports for in-game updates, live stats, and even photos from the game, and especially right here as you're listening to WLEW Sports as we cover the Ubley Bearcats traveling west to take on the USA Patriots in week number two of the MHSAA regular season. We've taken a look at the other area games going on in the region. Now let's take a look at the WLW Sports Game of the Week, Ubley at USA. And let's start with the visitors, the Ubley Bearcats. The Bearcats of Ubley are entering tonight's game at 0-1, how they've started the last three season openers. Ubley lost to Tawas at home 8-14 this past Thursday in a fairly sloppy first week of football. The Bearcats are under the direction of Dave Coffin, holding that position now for his fourth season, with an overall record of 18-12 or winning 60% of all games that he's in. Over the course of the past year, Ubley has lost 22 students enrolled in high school, going from 275 registered with the MHSA to this year, 253. One of those students now in his second year of high school enrollment is critical to the Bearcat offense. That's sophomore running back Derek Brown.
Derek Brown, this guy is a stud, an upcoming stud. He stands 5'8", 150 pounds, if that, Clark. Small guy, second year on varsity already. Last week against Tawas, carried the ball 22 times for 128 yards and scored a touchdown on the first drive.
He is very small stature, though, won't you say?
Yeah, but hard to see behind them big defensive linemen or offensive linemen, and he can sneak through the line faster than a lot of guys think he's capable of.
And, of course, we're talking about 5'8" and 150 pounds, and like Dave Coffin told us in the preseason Strong Side show, that he's actually gained about 15 to 20 pounds since last year.
Right. He thinks that 150 pounds is a little closer to being more accurate this year versus last year.
It happens, but Ubley actually scored on their opening drive last week, a 14-play, 74-yard drive. That's all the V8 had in her, as Thomas then scored 16 unanswered points. Aside from Brown, Ubley's T offense also saw some action from other backs.
Yeah, and these other backs are going to play a crucial role the rest of the season. Let's start with Roman Welton. He had 15 carries himself for 84 yards. And Dominic Rosenthal carried the ball just 9 times but had 31 yards on those carries, Clark.
Ubley's offense has the same helmsman again this year with now junior quarterback Jeffrey Wright.
A lot of expectations for Jeffrey in his second year. He did carry the ball last week 7 times for just 25 yards. However, and a big-time question we had for Dave when he was on with us, Coach Kaufman, how is the passing game going to be utilized, and if at all, 1 completion on 6 attempts for just 5 yards and 2 interceptions, Clark. That just can't happen, especially when you get behind in games.
The Ubley Bearcats are coming off of that game with Tawas that saw over 10 procedure penalties combined as well as 5 personal fouls. You expect some of that always in the season opener, but the question is how much of that will we see layover to tonight?
Believe it or not, Clark, I don't think you'll see nearly as much. Ubley's well-coached. Coach Kaufman's been around. This is 4th season now. He's already been through this. He's got a young squad, and I think they'll be more prepared and less nervous for game number 2 of the season.
It's time for another quick short break on your WLW Sports pregame show. Upon our return, we'll break down the USA Patriots right here on the WLW Sports Network.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLife.
Your number one Ubley Bearcat sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Speaking of exciting, help us cheer on our team, the Ubley Bearcats. Go Bearcats!
Tune to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football, and also introducing, debuting this Sunday at 7 p.m., The Strong Side, your home for Sports Talk Radio, all things high school football in the region. Sundays at 7 p.m. on 102.1 FM with Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen, also interviewing area coaches, discussing the prior week in football, and setting our sights on the horizon for the following week. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, along with your call tonight, along with us doing the numbers and making us look good, our assistant to the Director of Sports Information, Mackenzie Price, and our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, doing all the hard work, using those thumbs to her advantage, Kayla Carson. We've taken a look at the Yubbly Bearcats. Now it's time to look at the USA Patriots. The Minutemen of Boston are entering tonight with a 0-1 record and hoping to get their first W tonight against a common cross-conference foe of Ubbly. Team USA is led by Colonel Jason Beagle. Entering the 2014 season, the Patriots are facing a lot of shoes to fill due to graduation.
Wow, they lost a ton, especially on offense, Clark. Let's start with the helm. Quarterback Carter Lindenberg, top running backs both Seth Gangler and Brandon Harper, and who could forget Brennan Ballard, their big offensive lineman and defensive lineman for that team. All plays were ran from those guys behind Ballard, so they lost the heart and soul of their offense.